The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to Live and Local. I'm Mike Hogan, your local host from the studios at 33rd and Bird. Thank you so much for joining me today. As you're well aware, there is a pandemic here to tell us that, yes, there is still life at the Omaha Public Library. Emily Getchman is the marketing manager at OPL, and she joins me now. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Great to have you here. Appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
I know out of the gate when the pandemic started, the mayor closed down Omaha Public Libraries, but they have reopened, and there's a little different way business is done. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. We're not exactly open to the public currently, but we do have our curbside service operating out of 5 different locations. So how that works is that people can put books on hold either by calling the library or doing it through their online account. And as soon as they receive a notification that their books are ready, they can schedule a pickup, and then at 5 different locations, they can go and reserve a time to schedule that and get their books that way. We also have all of our books online that people can still access, which is a great resource for not having to leave your house.
Sure. How is the traffic for that going, as you were able to offer that?
Well, for being 5 locations and we have furloughed all of our part-time staff, I would say people are utilizing it to the fullest extent that we can offer it. So we offer several dozen appointments a day, and for the most part, they're full. Everyone who wants to use it is able to use it. So it's going really well, but I think people still want more because the hours are limited. Obviously, we're only open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. So I think that if people have hours outside of that, it's really hard for them to still use it. So if we offered more, I think they'd use it more.
Sure, sure. And I'm sure, you know, missing story times and the live performance things as we are with all live performance art right now, right?
Well, yes, but we've been able to offer that online, too, and people are certainly taking advantage of that. We've been doing Zoom story times and pre-recorded story times, and people are really kind of taking advantage of that. We're seeing a lot of people who are sending in their pictures of their children watching story times online, and the Zoom ones are great because they still get to interact and connect with their favorite librarians, which is what they were telling us they were missing. So even though we had the pre-recorded ones and kids could follow along with the story, they really wanted to connect with their librarians. So we do have a way for them to do that as well.
So even to this day, right now, omahalibrary.org is actually the website place to be.
It really is. That's where you're going to go to reserve your books and check them out. It's where you're going to go to get all of our programs. And things are constantly changing. So all of the current information about hours and locations, it's all going to be right there.
A lot of times you and I get together during the summertime. We talk about kind of a summer reading list. And, of course, there's been an interruption here. And I know we're near the end of summer. But do you have any suggestions or do you have any books that, you know, we might want to take a look at?
Absolutely. The one that we're kind of pushing hard right now is After the Flood by Cassandra Montag. This is our Omaha Reads book, and Cassandra is a Nebraska author, local author. This is the campaign that we do every fall that people actually nominate and vote on a book publicly. So this wasn't our selection. This was the community's selection as what they thought everyone else should be reading and talking about. So After the Flood takes place about 100 years into the future, and it is where the United States has been completely taken over by floodwaters. And all that remains is basically these few mountaintop communities. So the story follows a mother, Myra, and her daughter, Pearl, as they learn to survive on the water, trying to keep their lives free from entanglements with others. But some things happen that change that, and it complicates things.
And coincidentally, because she actually sent me a copy of that book. That book came out right during the 2019 floods.
Yeah, it did, which was just a coincidence because obviously she was working on the book much longer than that. But, you know, something I love about these books that are kind of dystopian and set in the future, it's an alternate setting in something that is perhaps non-realistic. But at the same time, the characters are always just confronted with problems that are similar to anything that any of us might be feeling today. So this mother is, you know, isolated, definitely isolated, and we all are. So there's a lot of things you can actually relate to with these characters that, though maybe not intended for a pandemic, certainly relate. And definitely parents who are confronted with making a lot of difficult decisions right now, it also kind of reminds me of this main character in this book.
Oh, wow. That's quite an endorsement. Anything else you have in your hip pocket?
Yeah, well, we actually have our new fall reads that are on our website. We encourage people to check that list out because it's a great list of books that are coming out right now. One of them that is kind of exciting to us is called A Will to Kill. very Agatha Christie, but it reminds me of just like a twist on Clue. There's a manor that's haunted. There's a murder. There's separate wills. So that one's really kind of exciting. And then there's another one called Bright and Dangerous Objects by Annalise McIntosh. And this is about a woman who is selected to help colonize Mars. And it's about 100 people that are selected for this project to help colonize Mars, but she has to kind of decide if this is something that she wants to leave her whole life on Earth behind for, and she's asking herself all these questions that women have been grappling with since the beginning of time, but in a whole different scenario. So those are kind of some new ones that are coming up that we're excited about.
That's exciting. If you would like any information on these books and a plethora of others, omahalibrary.org is the website. You can reserve your books. And during those hours, what was that again, Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4?
That's correct.
That's Emily Getchman, Marketing Manager for the Omaha Public Library. Thank you so much for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.